fall weather and last week's blog has got me reminiscing about my Grampy Gilbert. As I said, he was a registered Maine guide, and oh my God, he had stories up the yin-yang. Here are a few family favorites. There was the one about the doctors from New York come up to Maine to go fishing one June. On the phone, Grampy says, "I'll tell you right up front, it's black fly season up here. Sometimes the air's so thick with them petite mouches, you can't see your end in front of your face. In fact, a swarm of them carried off Mrs. Dugal's dog last week. No shit. And it was a St. Bernard." The doctors come up anyways. My Grampy took him up to a little cabin on a lake you could only get to by pontoon plane. His friend Ernie Hebert flew him in. Ernie dropped him off and agreed to come back 5 days later to pick him up. Well, by the time them New Yorkers got their gear into the cabin, they were covered with bites head to toe. They'd had it and spent the 5 days drinking and playing cards. Meanwhile, Grampy doused himself in fly dope and had the greatest time fishing all by his lonesome. Heck, with all them bibits, the lake was fairly boiling with bass. "I can't believe they pay me to have this much fun," he laughed. Here's another one. Two guys from Massachusetts hire him to take a moose hunting, right? Oh, they talked a good game, all tricked out in brandy new gear from L.L. Bean. I guess they had big plans of mounting moose heads on their walls back home. So the first day we're walking down the trail, turn the corner, and boom, come face to face with a big honking bull moose. Them two city slickers take one look at that beast and head for the hills, scared silly. When the dust settles, it's me and the moose standing there sizing each other up. Finally, the moose just snorts and walks off into the woods. I take a little nip from my flask, hoist it high, and say, "Salut, mon ami." Must have taken me an hour to find those fellers. They told me they'd pay me double if I get 'em back to town before dark. Eh la la, was I gonna argue with that? And here's my absolute favorite. This big guy comes up from Pennsylvania to go hunting. He gets off the train and I'm thinking, how's this fella even gonna hike a mile? He's huffing and puffing, just walking over to my truck. So the first night we're staying in this cabin I know of, before my head hits the pillow, the guy falls asleep and starts snoring. I mean, snoring wood till the cows come home and beat the band. "Hank," I yell, "pipe down." He sputters to a stop for a minute like an old jalopy. Then he crank it up again. "Hank," I yell, but it's no use. Finally, I get up, walk over to him, and kiss him on the lips. He wakes up, I smile, and go back to bed. He doesn't sleep a wink the rest of the trip. Me, I sleep like a baby. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.